Estevan. The playoff matchups have been finalized for the Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts Provincial Women's Curling Championship in Estevan. In one showdown, Nancy Martin's rink will face Team Robin Silvernagel in a clash of the A event and B event victors, respectively. Martin won the A final 7-6 over Sherry Anderson on Friday afternoon, while Silvernagel defeated Anderson 8-2 in 7N Saturday morning. The winner of the Martin-Silvernagel game will advance to the championship final Sunday at 3 p.m., while the loser will be in the semi-final Sunday at 10 a.m. Meanwhile, Anderson will play Skylar Ackerman in a clash of C-event winners. Anderson executed a double takeout with her final shot in the 10th end to defeat defending provincial champion Penny Barker 7-5 in 1C final. Barker had one shot remaining and no rocks in the house after Anderson's final shot. Ackerman defeated Brooklyn Stevenson 15-8 in the other C event. Ackerman was down 8-5 after 6 ends, but then scored 5 in the 7th to lead 10-8, and then stole 2 in the 8th and 3 in the 9th. The winner of Anderson-Ackerman advances to the semifinal on Sunday, while the defeated team will be eliminated. Both the Ackerman-Anderson and Martin-Silvernagel games start at 7:30 p.m. Saturday night. The Robin Silvernagel rink has joined Nancy Martin's team in the playoffs at the Viterra Scotties Tournament of Hearts at Affinity Place in Estevan. Silvernagel, competing out of the Twin Rivers Curling Club in North Battleford, defeated Sherry Anderson 8-2 in 7 ends to win the B final Saturday morning at the Provincial Women's Curling Championship. After blanking the first two ends, Silvernagel scored 1 in the third end and stole 3 in the fourth for a 4-0 advantage. Anderson scored 1 in the fifth and stole another in the sixth to cut the deficit in half, but Silvernagel scored 4 in the seventh, ending the game. Three games were played in the C event as well on Saturday. Defending provincial champion Penny Barker defeated local favorite Cindy Ritchie, competing out of the Estevan Curling Club, by a 9-3 score. Ritchie led 1-0 after the first end and it was a 2-2 tie after 3, but Barker scored 2 in the 4th and 7th ends, and stole 2 in the 9th to put the game away and eliminated Ritchie. Including the last chance competition in early January, Ritchie had won 5 straight games when facing elimination. The Skylar Ackerman rink knocked out Lorraine Schneider 11-3 in 9 ends. Ackerman scored 4 in the 9th to dash any hopes of a Schneider comeback. Brooklyn Stevenson scored 3 in the 5th and stole 3 more in the 6th to defeat Jessica Mitchell 10-2 in 6.